What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Greg Way here at Kinda Funny's brand new studio, the spare bedroom. I can still say that, I think, for 7 more days, because once we hit a month, you can't keep saying the brand new spare bedroom, because you already know it's a spare bedroom. You've seen all the content out of it, right? Well, big news for you. Breaking news for you. I just recorded an Oreo oration. That's right. Went to the Safeway over the weekend with Jen. Saw a new Oreo I had to have, had to bring it in, had to Oreo review it. We're targeting Wednesday for that, but that's kind of dependent on the old Roger Picorni's schedule for editing. But imagine this week, sometime, youtube.com/kindoffunny. Have a good time with it. It's Monday, another Monday. We're going to go see movies tonight. Am I allowed to say that? I don't know. So I'll stop and I won't say anything else. I must be able to say it, right? It's just you guys. We're going to go see Wakanda Forever. We're excited. We'll still do an interview on Friday, though. So it really doesn't change anything except I get to go see it tonight. But you know what I want to talk about? I didn't want to talk, ladies and gentlemen, at all about what I'm doing today on Monday. I wanted to talk about what happened on Friday. I came home, you know, and was catching up with Jen. She's been very busy with Day of the Devs this weekend. And so I was catching up with her, and she was like, you know, how we didn't talk about your work day. How was your work day or whatever? And I was like, today was awesome because for the first time in 8 years, it felt like I was back at IGN. And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, and I had to run her through what Friday was. And what Friday was, of course, if you were watching the live stream, was that Avelie May, formerly of G4 and also just a huge League fan, came over to hang out with Mike while he played League. Then we had Jeremy, one of the designers of League, come over and play League with Mike. And then he had brought a PR person named Hannah from Riot, so she was here. And then on top of that, Scott Lowe was in town, up from LA, of course, a friend of mine for quite some time, visiting the studio for the first time. He was here. And it was crazy at one point to be in the Kinda Funny spare bedroom, to have people working at their desks, to have Scott on the couches talking to Nick, me walking Jeremy and Hannah around, giving them coffee, showing them water, showing them the studio, then pull up the stream so they could watch Avelie on it with Mike. Then Avelie came out. Her and Hannah knew each other, so they were partying a little bit there. And then we kind of merged everybody together, and we were just one giant group. And then we went out for burritos, and we came back with food, and we sat at the big table, and then we watched it all on the screen, what the show was happening. We just chilled out. And I don't know if that sounds impressive or not, but I have to tell you how fucking impressive that is. After, of course, being at the Kinda Funny studio before this, right? The one above the comic book shop, where if someone like Jeremy came, a guest for the podcast, and brought a PR person, that would have meant that they were the guest is on camera with us in the main set, right? Then just behind the cameras, we have a bar stool that the PR person is sitting on, pressed up against the wall so Kevin can still get by. Then there would be, you know, the couch for KFAF or whatever, not even KFAF, just one of the couches there filled with shit. Then it would have been Kevin at his thing. Then on the other side of the wall, it would have been all the desks. And then if you had Scott Lowe there, what, he's standing in the kitchen hanging out with us. And then if you had Avelie there, we are way beyond max capacity, and nobody would have hung out. There would be no hanging out. You would show up, you would do your thing, and you would leave, because like, this place is outrageously crowded right now. So to have them all here and just existing and being able to be apart or be together, insane. And the other example of that came the day before when we did the Iron Man VR stream, right? Is that, you know, a friend of mine, Ryan Payton, and Matt from Camouflage were on camera, obviously, with me and Mike all day. But out here were two people from what I guess is Oculus Studios, right? Hanging out. I think there was a PR person here too. I don't remember. I apologize. But those people were out here, and they were on the main couches watching the stream on the TV, doing their email comfortably. They had space. They had their coffees. They had their drinks. We ordered lunch. They had lunch there. The team was working. And then in the conference room that you've seen, right, was Jen was here. She had picked up George, one of her employees who had come down, one of her Papa Jinda cohorts who had come down. They got at the airport. They came here so they could watch Day of the Devs, because they couldn't get from the airport to our house. And I think they might have been waiting on one of their friends too, or maybe their devs. Anyways, they came here and they watched Day of the Devs in a conference room with the door closed, doing their own work with their own thing. And everything just kept going. While that's happening, of course, we're streaming video games and doing shows and hosting. It's like, holy shit, dude. Like, even though I was just joking at the top of this, like, I can't call the spare bedroom new for much longer, it's still a brand new experience to sit here and have everything be able to keep going. Even right now, the fact that I'm in one of the capture bays, edit bays, whatever you want to call it, being able to record this for you while across the way, Mike and Andy are doing KFFL, right? And right before that, in the studio, I was doing oration with Nick. Like, I don't know. It's just crazy. Like, I feel like it's been 8 years since I was able to do that. And I mean, you know, for a Friday, right? Me just fucking literally bullshit around with people, get to be host, entertainer, I guess. You know what I mean? And I don't mean like an on-camera host. I mean just have people to my house, my office here, and be able to like, cool, you want water, you want coffee, you want to sit here, you can watch this, you can do that. Here's the Wi-Fi, blah, 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 blah. Like, that's outrageous. That didn't happen at the old office. In the spare bedroom, the original one, that definitely didn't happen, right? Like, sure, you could maybe sit on the couch with Portillo, but I mean, the couch is disgusting and we didn't take off our shoes for some reason and it was a mess. And like, you know, I don't know. It's crazy that all of a sudden we have all these faculties and facilities that we're able to use at a whim and do whatever we want with. And I think that's incredibly special. And so I think, you know, right now, obviously, for the shows and everything else, it's still the bells and whistles, the lights, the jib, the smoke machines, right? But for me personally, it's the fact that, holy shit, like, we can all do different things. Not everybody has to be doing the same exact thing. So it's an incredible time to be here right now. And so I don't want to lose sight of that just yet, if you don't mind, ladies and gentlemen. This is another Gregway. In the bank. Sorry, my coffee's popping over here. You know what I mean? Happy coffee days instead of holidays. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you.